So let's find the body. It didn't go far. Though sometimes it feels like it has. So find the body. Perhaps a little scan through from head to toe. And just drop in a little more deeply as you scan downwards. Opening with interest and friendliness as you go. And letting go of any unnecessary holding or tension. As you're able. And letting the awareness settle more and more, especially into the lower half of the body. So while, yes, we want to feel upright and dignified through the torso, neck, and head, we also want to ground and sink our attention, letting gravity help us get really grounded. So feeling the weight of the hands and the arms. And the bottom in the chair. And the feet at the floor, really feeling the effects of gravity here. As a way to ground and calm and stabilize and settle ourselves. Perhaps also using that felt sense of the exhale as a way to sink a little more deeply into the sitting. Feeling the exhale through the hands, the bottom, the legs, feet. And when the mind wanders, just reconnect with this nice stable base, hands bottom down to the feet, and just feel the gentle weight of gravity, gentle pull, that unconditional support, always there. And as it's helpful, feeling the release, the relaxation through the exhale, and feel how it also contributes to a settling down into the lower half of the body, creating that stability. Cultivating interest in these felt sensations. There's so much to feel at the hands, as well as the feet in particular. And the press of the bottom is undeniable. So using all of this wonderful sensory information to just get stable, settled, to be here, to have presence. Whenever there's a holiday, the mind, body, heart can get very busy. And often at these holidays, we're seeing people, often people we care about. And we want to be there. We want to be present. And so just gathering the awareness into the body as a way to cultivate this presence. And from this place of possibly slightly more gathered presence, beingness, also cultivating some gratitude. Having some gratitude for this body that's able to be here and to sit quietly. As imperfectly as we do it, we have this practice that helps us settle. So feeling into each of these items as they resonate with you, or just continue to sit grounding, gathering into the body and breath. Gratitude for the practice, for this body that's able to practice, and this breath, feeling into the breath with gratitude, with thanks. Aware too of one another here. Gratitude for community. Those here and those who aren't with us. Knowing they're always in our hearts. Gratitude too for the space and city and country that's safe enough that we can gather together and live freely. Gratitude too for the abundance of the season, the markets that are overflowing with fruits and vegetables, so much freshness, and the color of the leaves changing, the freshness of the air. And taking the next few moments to cultivate gratitude for whatever else you would like to be grateful for, particular family members and friends, situations, abilities, whatever comes up for you. So doing this on your own now. Cultivating gratitude as we sit here. Possibly taking these last few moments to take three items that really resonate with you and engage with Rick Hansen's heel, but leaving out the L, just the have the experience, enrich it, absorb it as a way to cultivate gratitude. Taking 30 seconds, a minute for each one. And as you feel ready, letting that go, or taking another 30 seconds, and then drop into body as we did earlier, feeling really steady and settled through the exhale, letting gravity support us, the earth support us, cultivating presence. And taking whatever warm feelings have been engendered by the gratitude, and taking whatever settling has been engendered, creating presence, taking both of these into the next few minutes, maybe the afternoon, maybe Thanksgiving weekend. We do the best we can. Remembering we can always return to this simple practice as a way to ground, cultivate presence, and warm the heart, gladden the heart.